We're looking at the end of Acts chapter 23 and heading over into chapter 24. Let me read Acts 23:31. So the soldiers, in accordance with their instruction, took Paul and escorted him by night to Antipatris. I noted last time that this city has two ancient names. The first one was Aphek, which was actually established by the Egyptians back in the late Bronze Age. And then when Herod the Great became king in 37 BC, he rebuilt the city and named it after his father Antipater. Now, it may not have actually been in his father's honor, seeing as how Herod killed many of the males in his family. There is also another thought that goes along with that. Some etymologists or word students have suggested that Herod may have named Antipatris to privately express the idea against Antipater because of his strained relationship to his father. Well, Antipatris lay at the foot of the Judean hills and is probably the site of modern-day Rosh Hayan, a designation noting the well-watered and wooded plain of Kfar Saba. Archaeological work has revealed the city's cardo. That needs a little explanation. In ancient Roman cities, the cardo, or more properly, the cardo maximus, was the principal north-south oriented street. This was the case in ancient Roman cities, military camps called castras, and its colonies. The cardo was a central component of Roman urban planning, which acted as the main artery for traffic, commerce, and social life. Antipatris had a typical cardo with shops on both sides of this main artery. Claudius Lysias's 470-man detachment stopped at this city because it was halfway to Caesarea Maritima, the palace home of Herod the Great. Incidentally, the city was destroyed by an earthquake in 363 AD. That brings us to verse 32. Luke says, the next day they left the Calvary to go on with him while they returned to the barracks. Returning to our text, when the military escort reached Antipatris, they no longer found it necessary to have so many men, since the conspirators were now some 35 to 40 miles behind them. The infantry then set out for the return trip to Jerusalem. The cavalry, however, continued on with Paul, presumably encircled by them, and headed for Caesarea by the sea, which was still some 27 miles away. This part of the journey would have been through the largely Gentile open country. As John Stott notes, Luke could picture the road as he wrote, and he has probably come the same way from Caesarea to Jerusalem with Paul and the other companions less than 2 weeks before Paul's night journey. John MacArthur as well adds to these insights when he notes, the 400 soldiers only worried about getting him down the hill. Once they got him down to Antipatris, they were in Gentile territory, pretty much, and they felt that the 70 horsemen could handle him, so the other 400 came back to Jerusalem. And that was wise, too, because he had to have his forces where they needed to be, back in the city. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.